This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. The president was addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament today on the first day of budget session.
सबका साथ सबका विकास का विजन देश के हर नागरिक के जीवन में सकारात्मक प्रभाव ला रहा है। वर्ष 2014 की शुरुआत में सिर्फ 25 करोड़ नागरिकों तक की सोशल सिक्योरिटी की योजनाएं पहुंच पाती थी। सरकार के प्रयासों में निरंतरता की वजह से आज करीब 95 करोड़ भारतीयों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी का कवच मिला है।
The president said, after Operation Sindoor, confidence in made in India defense platforms has grown stronger.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा। हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है। मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा। सिद्धू जल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है।
द प्रेसिडेंट सेड, To provide employment and development in rural areas, a law named Viksit Bharat G. Ramji has been enacted. She said this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for the farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, in a social media post, said the address of President Draupadi Murmu on the commencement of the budget session today was wide-ranging, forward-looking and visionary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that President Murmu's address reflected India's remarkable development journey in recent times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the address as comprehensive and insightful. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the opposition over its conduct during the president's address. Talking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said the manner in which the opposition acted today is a matter of shame for the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM's rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavya Nishth Yuva. The NCC PM rally marks the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi today virtually addressed the centenary celebrations of Arya Vaidyasala Charitable Hospital in Kerala. Describing the India-European trade agreement as historic, Mr. Modi said that this trade agreement will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners.
European Union ke saath trade agreement ki aitihasik ghoshna hui. Mujhe ye batate hue khushi hai ki ye trade agreement Indian traditional medicine services और प्रैक्टिशनर्स को एक बड़ा बूस्ट देगा। यू मेंबर स्टेट्स में जहां रेगुलेशंस मौजूद नहीं हैं, वहां हमारे आयुष प्रैक्टिशनर्स भारत में हासिल की गई अपनी प्रोफेशनल क्वालिफिकेशन के आधार पर अपनी सर्विसेज प्रदान कर सकेंगे। इस एग्रीमेंट से यूरोप में आयुष वेलनेस सेंटर्स की स्थापना में भी मदद मिलेगी।
Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar died in a plane crash in Baramati today. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45VT SSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited crash-landed at Baramati Airport this morning. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport. Sources in the ministry informed that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has departed from Delhi to Pune and will proceed to Baramati to inspect the site and begin the investigation. The President, the Vice President, the Prime Minister, the Lok Sabha Speaker, several Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed profound grief at the demise of the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister. Condolences are also pouring in across the political spectrum on device of NCP Chief. In cricket, the fourth T20 between India and New Zealand will be played at Visakhapatnam this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.